Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for another podcast here at Believing Together. Just thank you for your time this morning. My name is John Huffman. I'm one of the staff guys here at Kerwin Baptist Church, and just excited to share a few moments with you today. I'll be looking at Proverbs 3, verses 1 through 6, and I just wanted to take a moment and point out a few things I see here that I think can help all of us. It gives us, in just these first six verses, the formula for life. And I mean, the formula that helps us live the life that God wants us to live. Let me show you. Let's dive in, and I'll just read a few verses, and then we'll go from there. So starting with verse number 1, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Right here in those first six verses, we see three different, I guess, importances that God says, if you'll live these, I'll do something. We call those if-then statements. If you're a computer programmer, you would use these, that if something happens, if they click here, then the computer does this. And as parents, we use if-then statements. We tell our kids, if you do this, then we'll do this. Or maybe if you don't do this, then we'll do this. And whatever it may be, we use these statements. And God here is giving us these three promises, I guess you'd say, these three importances that says, if you do these things, there is a result that comes with it. Now, let me look at the first one. The first one we see is in verse number 1, where it says, "My son, forget not the law, but let thine heart keep my commandments." So the first one we see is the importance of obedience. It's simply just doing what the Word of God says, keeping the Word of God. And you say, well, yeah, if I do that, well, what's the result? Well, verse number 2 gives us the result. "For length of days and long life and peace shall add to thee." So God's telling us, if you want a long life, a prosperous life, a peaceful life, then keep my commandments. And we know that keeping the commandments of God does not give us a number of days that we shall live, but it does give us the promise that the days we do live can be prosperous, healthy, and peaceful. And listen, peaceful is not an absence of trouble. Peaceful means that even in turbulent times, we can have peace of what's going on around us. It means that when my world is shaken upside down, I can stay steady. And you say, well, how is that possible? And listen, I can't even explain that except to say that that only comes from God. And he says, if you keep my commandments, I'll give you that peace. Secondly, we see in verse number 3, the importance of kindness and truth. Let me just read that. "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart." So secondly, we see this idea of kindness and truth. And if we have those things in our life, the result is favor with God and man in verse number 4. Favor with God. I would rather have favor with God than anything or anyone else in my life. It should be first place. It should be what I seek after, first and foremost. And if I seek to have favor with God, I will have favor with man. Now, it doesn't mean we're going to get along with everybody all the time because we're all human, but it does mean that I'm going to be focused on the things of God and trying to have peace with all men. Thirdly, we see the importance of faith. Look at verse number 5 and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." So here we see the importance of faith. We have to believe that God has our best interests at heart, and that God always has a plan. And if we do, we can trust him with so many things. Look at that next phrase, Verse number 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. God says you got to believe in him, believe in his reliability, his truth, his abilities, his strength. Trusting in the Lord is having faith in God. And that second phrase there, lean not unto thine own understanding. Listen, that's not just about trusting. That's about humbling, about saying, God, you've got this and I'm going to let go. Then we see that next phrase in verse number 6, in all thy ways. Listen, this means submit to God. This is about our submission to God's purpose and plan for our life, to his will. In all thy ways, we need to trust him. We need to have faith in him. And if we trust in God, if we don't lean into our own understanding, if we're humble, if we submit in all of our ways, the result is he shall direct thy paths. You know, that means that if you just let God drive, he will. But if you want to take over, he'll let you. The problem is we don't know what's best for us. We can't trust our feelings. We can't trust our emotions to know what's best. We don't know what's around the corner, but God does, and we can trust him. So just here in these 6 verses of chapter 3, we can see 3 formulas for our life and the results of each one of them. Obedience brings us length of days, long life, and peace. Kindness and truth will bring us favor with God and man. And then third, that ingredient of faith, which in our life will allow us to trust God, not lean on ourselves, submit to him, and he shall direct our paths. I heard it said that those that put themselves under the divine guidance shall always have the benefit of it. Simply put, you obey God, keep his commandments, keep mercy and truth as part of your life, and have faith in all that God does and is doing and will do, and we'll have the benefits of his blessings in our life. I hope that's where you're at today. I know sometimes we struggle with so many of these things, but let's just go back to the simple formula that God gave us, found in Proverbs 3, and apply that to our life today. Again, thank you for listening. Pray that you have a blessed day and a wonderful week. Look forward to meeting with you again.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.